on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ezeden Health has blamed a shortage of insulin on the global Ozempic frenzy. The medication meant to regulate blood sugar levels is being used as a weight loss drug around the world. The department's Vusi Dlamini has told the KZN Legislature's Health Portfolio Committee that the Ozempic trend is impacting the manufacturing of insulin in the province.
Because then it is packaged either as pens or vials, and then because Ozempic is produced as pens, they've favored Ozempic for those production lines, reducing the production of pens. Then insulin largely becomes available as the vials. Then we see that as a shortage in pens practically on the ground.
However, portfolio chairperson Imran Kika doesn't believe that's a satisfactory reason for the shortage. He says the issue is far more complex than people simply hopping on a trend.
I think to put the issue of insulin pen shortages at the door of Ozempic is something I cannot accept. I cannot accept this because, like I said to you, it's available everywhere else. You're not telling me about its availability everywhere else and you place it at the door of Ozempic. I don't think you should give us an answer like that. I think you must come back more prepared the next time that you come back.
In other news, disgruntled residents in Reservoir Hills and Clare Estate say they've been left in the dark for several days. Councillor Alicia Kassoon says power outages have affected areas including Whittaker Avenue and Morrill Road. She says they've been receiving minimal communication from the municipality and wants them to be held accountable.
The ongoing power cuts are particularly concerning as they coincide with the fasting period for our Muslim community, and having no electricity during this time adds further strain. It is unacceptable that residents are left without basic services, especially during such an important religious observance.
Newswatch has reached out to the Eteguini municipality for comment. And abroad, the last surviving pilot who fought in the Battle of Britain and helped bring an end to the Second World War has died. Group Captain John Paddy Hemingway was 105 years old. Sky's Anna Bates reports.
In 1940, he was twice forced to bail out of his Hurricanes, landing once in the sea off the Essex coast and another time in marshland. Years later, his Spitfire would also be hit. Group Captain Hemingway went on to serve as a controller during D-Day operations. The RAF has remarked on his courage in the face of overwhelming odds, demonstrating a sense of duty, echoed by the Prime Minister. Sir Keir Starmer adds he never considered himself a hero.
Your top story this hour, KZN Health has blamed a shortage of insulin on the global Ozempic frenzy. The medication meant to regulate blood sugar levels is being used as a weight loss drug around the world. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.